My real training for life and business began when I was 6 years old. I woke up in a motel in St. Petersburg, Florida, where my young mother, stepfather, brother, and baby sister were sharing one room. It was a bad situation, to say the least. We had a roof over our heads, but little to eat. My mother worked as a maid at the hotel, and my stepfather was a drunk and drug user. While information is sketchy about how we ended up there, I've been told that my stepfather duped my mother into coming to Florida to start a new life where there was work and opportunity. It was the late 70s, and President Carter's administration was in full swing. Times were tough. Work was hard to come by. It was attainable if you tried. My mother demonstrated that. My stepfather probably could have found work. He just couldn't get off the drugs. And he was not a good drunk. Before too long, things turned violent, and representatives from the police and the Health and Human Services Department arrived. All I knew was that some strange people showed up and whisked us kids away to foster care. The scene of three kids being taken is burned into my memory. The day they arrived was one of the two last looks I would get of my biological mother for a long time to come. Sometime later, I saw my mother one more time. Thinking back, I can see by recalling her face that she did not seem well. She had a sad way about her, even though she was happy to see us kids. She told me that she was working on a plan and everything would be all right. Unfortunately for me and my baby siblings, that plan never materialized. My caseworker showed up at the foster home sometime after that last meeting to tell me that my mother had missed her court dates and that no one was coming to get us. At 6 years old, I knew my life was forever changed. The caseworkers then separated me from my brother and sister, putting us in different foster homes. They felt that the separation would give them a better chance to be adopted because my age was a liability. Perhaps that move was well-meaning ignorance, or maybe it was institutionalized callousness, but it wasn't good for our family. I knew deep inside, young as I was, that my brother and sister and I needed each other more now than ever. Our tragic loss had bonded us even further. We'd lost so much that we couldn't lose anymore. I felt a deep responsibility towards them and a passionate protectiveness. So the decision to split us up did not go well for me. I fought back as well as a 6-year-old could. I demanded that the social workers bring my siblings back to me. I pleaded they'd need me, and I cried and screamed, "I need them!" I acted out and repeated those demands every day, insisting that the caseworkers reunite us. The terror of being alone was overwhelming. Sometimes I would completely withdraw from the foster family. Sometimes I would get into physical altercations with the foster family's kids. When my siblings and I were put into separate foster homes, my world fell apart. The time without my brother and sister seemed like an eternity. They were sent one way, and I was sent another. They were too young to fight back. They had no voice at 1 and 2 years old.